So we have one speaker left this half. She is going to tell a story and then maybe some music from the Nerdalogs, Mary Beth Smith. Yay! Oh, she got a hat. She got a hat with a bird on it.
Yeah, California waterfowl. I'm trying to raise awareness that they exist. quick pre-story. I saw Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties in the only movie theater that was in my hometown because I was babysitting for these three kids and their dads left me some money to take them to the movie theater. I immediately fell asleep as the movie started and woke up right as it ended. The kids loved it, and I drove them home, and it was a pretty sweet gig. So, yeah, I like that movie better than Age of Ultron 2. I haven't seen Age of Ultron. I don't know. I just assume. Anyway. I recently have found myself a lot more in touch with my kid side by hanging out with my brother's son, Ian. He's 3 years old, and I've also found myself more in touch with my brother as a result of wanting to be a part of Ian's life. My brother is 5 years my elder, and he kind of nailed the whole, like, meet the love of your life in college, move to a new city together after both earning multiple degrees, wait a year and a half, get engaged, wait a year and a half, get married, wait a year and a half, build a house, wait a year and a half, have a kid, wait a year and a half, have another kid storyline. Meanwhile, I just passed the 5-year mark in Chicago, and I cannot foresee a time in my life when I am not a renter. but Ian, that's what this is about. He is a dream. He's really smart and funny, and he's such a little shit because he's adorable and he knows he can get away with it. It's hard because I don't get to see him too often. Twice a year or so since he was born. Mostly due to boring adult things like time and energy and money. But when I do get to see him, it helps me remember what it's like to be a kid again. Being perfectly fine with things like watching Cars 2 twice in 2 days. I can remember so specifically a lot of his firsts. Where he and I are concerned, him calling me by name, him saying I love you at the end of a visit. He taught me the hot dog dance from the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, which I don't know if you guys are familiar, but pretty hot. The last time I visited, I got to return the favor by teaching him the kangaroo song from Big Daddy. Do you remember this? As I started singing, I was like, am I going to have to censor this? No, this is like a real kid song, right? Yeah, I'm a singing kangaroo, and I come from far away. I like to hop, hop, hop all day. If you'd like to come and play, well, hop, 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 what do you say? And he loved it. And he, like, asked me to sing it a bunch of times, just like they do in the movie. And it was hilarious. Like, it was so fun to share this dumb thing that I liked as a kid with him. This is not that song. I'll save you guys from that. Go watch Big Daddy to remember how good that song is. But this is a song I used to associate with leaving people, like high school and college friends, but now it kind of makes me think of Ian and his new little sister and their parents a lot. I think as we get older, our relationships with people change, and savoring our youth kind of becomes more about savoring the time we get to spend with the people that we love. If Eric wouldn't mind joining me, that would be great.
Oh, good, we're staying.
Yeah. Who stands to sing? Rock stars?
Not rock and roll unless you're sitting down.
One time I got yelled at for standing up at a Billy Joel concert.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
Well,
now Billy Joel is rock and roll.
And he's still rock and roll to me.
Yep. Nailed it. How did you tell that joke under so much pressure?
That was pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's a deeper cut. Still a single, though.
Shot through with adrenaline to fire up my excited heart. Help me believe in myself.
get the starter to start. 15 burning balls of fire in 10 days since we left. No one understands me like the whiskey on my breath. It's 10 minutes till showtime. Baby, stop your crying. 'Cause everybody knows why. There's just no time out. See you later, see you soon. See you later, alligator. I will see you in the moon. See you soon. See you later, alligator. I will see you in the moon. Suicide clubs on a mission, 'cause they hate their jobs and other guys. Everything's tougher than it has to be. Another cliche from the wise. Somewhere east of that solo and a little bit west of the bridge was the singular kind of moment that you remember as long as you live. And sometimes, just before showtime, I swear I might end up crying. Letting go of my fears, my landlords. That's the difference between living and dying. See you later, see you soon. See you later, alligator. I will see you in the moon. See you later, see you soon. See you later, alligator. We'd pretend to be pirates and talk about starting a band. But the older that we got, the more that we forgot that greed and treasure go hand in hand. And I'll see you later, see you soon, see you later, alligator. I will see you. I always say, see you later, see you soon, maybe on some sunny day. See you later, see you soon, little button, I will try to get